Long before there were cities like New York and Chicago, these giant cities were scattered across the nation. Today, we try to uncover their link and learn about those who lived there. All this week, the American countryside is brought to you by the new AgriGold Giants. Check out the latest hybrids that are towering over the competition at AgriGold.com. Michael Wyatt oversees Dixon Mounds, a series of Indian burial mounds in central Illinois. Archaeologists can tell us much about the people who lived here about 1,000 years ago.
These big Mississippian towns that dotted this river valley and many other places east of the Mississippi River were large communities. There may have been 800 or 900 people. They tended to have a stockade around them, a wall of logs. In the interior, there would be groups of houses that would comprise neighborhoods, and then open plaza areas, which were probably ritual areas.
There's still much of the story to piece together, but it seems that communities, hundreds of miles apart in some cases, had a bond in the way they lived life and how they organized their cities.
And when you look at them, from Georgia to eastern Oklahoma, from the New Orleans area to southern Wisconsin, they are largely laid out in the same general organization.
In some locations, these vast cities were still in existence when the first Europeans met the Native Americans.
In the Deep South, there's a Dutchman named De Pratz who's in New Orleans in the 1720s, and he writes of accounts of visiting the great Natchez villages. And when you read his account and look at his drawings, he was in a Mississippian town.
However, here in central Illinois, the story was different.
When the French first arrived here, these big Mississippian communities have been abandoned. And one of the pieces of research that we're most interested in is to try to determine what it is that leads to the abandonment of those communities, and essentially the culture appears to disappear as well.
Today, Dixon Mounds is an excellent place to explore and learn about the citizens of the great cities that once lived here. Traveling the Countryside, and this week brought to you by AgriGold. In Havana, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.